please get a pen or a pencil and write down this information. I think it is going to be exciting.
Go ahead, Art. Go. Get to the good part.
You're listening to Free Time.
Oh, God, that was good.
Bill Henry.
Bill Henry, 先生一齐飞行。
This is the Phil Henry Show.
And now, Ghost to Ghost AM PM overnight. The call, West of the Rockies, dial 1-800-449-8686. The call, East of the Rockies, dial. I missed the post. She is the dancing queen. Okay, as I was saying, you call East of the Rockies, dial 1-800-449-8686. If you live in the Caribbean, you'll want to write down the... And now, Coast to Coast, AM, PM, overnight. By the way, the wild card line is... First time card line... International calls you guys.
Good evening and welcome. Well, we have reached that moment we have certainly been looking forward to for quite some time, and I am talking about the new millennium. And this program, as I have been promising, is going to be on top of developments worldwide, internationally, as we approach tonight the turning of the calendar to the year 2000, Y2K. Now, we are going to have General Johnson Jameson on the line. He will be with us from his fortified encampment near the Canadian border. And we'll also be talking to you and taking your phone calls this evening as we approach the midnight hour here tonight on Coast to Coast, AM, PM, overnight, and like that. But first, this word from Peenemann Enterprises. You know, friends, after the Y2K turning of the calendar takes place, and of course there is the usual looting and rioting, and all of the money will be devalued, and your wife and your daughter are raped, you'll certainly want to have something to barter with, and that's why Peenemann Enterprises has come up with something I think you're going to want to have. Really expensive-looking, shiny, sparkly things that look like diamonds. You can get a bag of really expensive-looking, shiny, sparkly things that look like diamonds for only $89.95. We'll send you a bag of them. Imagine the fun you'll have trying to use them to barter a gallon of gasoline off of a 300-pound biker. Good luck to you, my man. Good luck. Remember, Peenemann Enterprises, a big bag of shiny, sparkly-looking things that kind of look like diamonds, but we aren't sure. $89.95. Try to pass those off to some guy who looks like World Warrior Part 6, and watch the fun begin. Well, we are really excited about the turning of the calendar, because as you know, on this program especially, we have been anticipating Y2K for quite some time. We don't know what's going to happen, but I can assure you that whatever happens, you'll hear about it on this program. Now, we've talked about the dangers of Y2K. A lot of people have poo-pooed what we've been talking about, but I can tell you right now, nobody's poo-pooing it anymore. Everybody is listening to the show, and everyone is going to be watching the clock as we turn over to Y2K. Right now, I'd like to go to General Johnson Jameson, who is in his fortified encampment somewhere near the Canadian border this evening. And General Jameson, how are you?
I'm doing very well, Art. I've been going through my calculations, and there's a lot of things... What the hell is that?
I'm sorry, it's just a minor computer glitch there.
You know how much I hate Myron Florin, don't you?
I'm aware of that, and I'm very sorry, General Jameson. I know you had a run-in with Myron Ford once.
Yes, I did. On the Welch show. How'd you hear about it?
It was in the paper. I thought it will not happen again.
You know, that's just, you know how much I hate his guts, though.
Yes, I know you hate Myron Florin's guts, and it won't happen again. Go ahead.
All right. Whew, man, that hurt. Anyway, I was doing some calculations, and I came to the phone. Don't you do that.
I'm very sorry there, General.
Don't do that.
All right. All right, now listen. Y2K is approaching.
Don't do it to me.
Don't worry. We're not going to have that anymore. Y2K is, for those of you who don't know who Myron Florin is, he was the guy who played the accordion on the Lawrence Welk show, and it went like this. Get it?
Oh, thank God.
All right. Now, Y2K is approaching. You are there, and you are in touch with a variety of databases around the world. Isn't that right?
Yes, I am, Art. And as we get closer to the midnight hour, I'm looking at a couple of sites. One is in London, one is in Paris, and one is in Berlin.
Now, obviously, the year has flipped over to 2000 in those cities, and there have been how many problems?
There haven't been any problems. That's what I find suspicious. Now, the reason why I find it suspicious is because obviously there's going to be problems. But the government has put up these websites that mask the problem. So in other words, they're having problems, but it doesn't look like it because they've got websites up that make it look like there's no problems, even though there are problems.
I understand. And so once again, the government is getting into our face on this.
Oh, absolutely. And they've been listening to your show for a long time, so they know that you have got information that they wish that you didn't have, that they know that you have. And that's why I think, thank God for you. All right, thank God for the things that you do, whatever it is that you do. Now, I was telling my wife, please don't do that. Please don't.
I was just testing.
All right. Now, I was telling my wife, actually, my wife doesn't live with me anymore. She's been contaminated, so I have her sealed in a compartment further down the complex. But I was talking to her through a blowhole that we have in the wall, and I was saying, you know, honey, I really think that, thank God for the great things. Okay.
All right, try to log on to one of the websites, and let's see.
Are you some kind of an asshole or something? Why are you doing that to me?
No, it's a small computer glitch. Try to log on to one of the websites, and let's see what's going on out there.
All right, I'm going to do my calculations.
All right, what are you doing?
I'm entering my password. Hold on. Now connecting to AOL. God damn, they're slow.
You're online with AOL?
Yeah, I'm waiting. Waiting. Come on. Might as well play some of that Dancing Queen crap while I wait, okay?
All right.
Okay, I'm on, Art, okay? Oh, God.
All right. Now, General Jameson, you are looking at websites around the world on this New Year's Eve to see if you're connected. And are the websites connected?
Yes, they're connected, and so far there's no problem at all. Now, that's not because there isn't a problem. It's because the government doesn't want us to think there's a problem, so they put up websites to make it look like there isn't a problem. Okay.
Now, what website are you connecting?
I'm not connecting to any website right now. I'm playing Minesweeper. God damn, blew up again.
Okay. Now, what we're going to be doing is tracking all over the globe this evening what problems will be arising, if any, with Y2K. And this being New Year's Eve, certainly around the world, people will be looking in and seeing what's going on. Isn't that right, General?
Yes, that's absolutely right. Playing solitaire right now. Ah, perfect score.
All right. So while you are logging onto those websites, we'd like to direct people to our website And you can see right there very, very clearly a picture of me. And what you are seeing, if you can just sort of zoom in on it, use the zoom feature on your computer, you'll see me, that's a picture of me, and that object in my nose is my finger. We've had a couple of calls from people, especially people east of the Rockies, they weren't sure, but what you're seeing up in my nose is my finger.
I was wondering about that. Thank you very much for clearing it up.
That's perfectly fine. So go to our website and you'll see that. And General Jameson, what else is going on right now?
Nothing right now. But I fully anticipate the power is going to go out. Because, oh my God! Oh my God!
What is happening?
Light went out! The light... Oh, my wife came in and turned the switch. Would you not do that, for Christ's sake? Yeah, real funny. Oh, God. Get back in your hole.
What happened?
My wife was playing a joke. She
turned the lights out?
Yeah, she did. All right, let's see. According to my calculations, Art, I'm still playing Minesweeper, by the way. If you think I'm doing some computer programming, forget it. According to my calculations, what the hell are you doing in this picture, Art? I'm on your website right now. What are you, digging for gold?
That's yeah.
All right. Anyway, according to my calculations, there should be massive power failures throughout the world coming up very, very soon. Now, right now, we are a couple of hours away from midnight here on December 31st. Jesus, you are two knuckles deep in there, Art, aren't you?
Well, I really had a problem.
No doubt about it. Jeez. Pick me a winner, pal.
Thank you. I've heard that.
Yeah. Anyway, what I'm going to do here is I'm going to... Don't poke your brain with that finger, by the way. What I'm going to do here is I'm going to try and get myself online to see what's going on in Moscow, because, you know, Russia is very, very...
Well, they're vulnerable, aren't they? Because the Soviet Union is vulnerable.
That is correct.
All right. Here's what I want to do. While General Jameson continues his calculations there in his bunker complex, we are going to take a break, and then we're going to return with some of your phone calls. And
what are you hunting for, nose goblins? Man, your finger's way up there.
That's right. General Jameson's referring to a picture on my website right now of me picking my nose. And you can log on there, www.artbell.com. All right, we will take a break, and we'll be right back with more. And you are listening to...
I know, I'm listening to the CDC or the CBC.
This is the CDC. And this is the Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show.
And now, we're back to Ghost to Ghost AM overnight. Here again is my friend Art.
Thank you. All right, we are very excited because Y2K is upon us. Just a couple of more hours, and it'll be midnight in the year 2000. Let's go to our phone calls. West of the Rockies, you're on the air. Hello.
Oh, hello, Art.
Yes, sir. How are you?
Oh, real good, Art. I'm really enjoying your program tonight, but I was in my garage.
And where are you calling from, sir?
I'm calling from Yellowknife, Canada.
All right.
Anyway, I was in my garage, and I was waxing the hood, you know, and taking care of it and everything, and I looked up. I have a calendar, you know, one of them nudie jobs I got from the hardware store.
Yes, sir.
Well, anyway, I was looking at the calendar, and it says that today's December 30th, is not the 31st.
Could you please repeat that?
I was looking at a calendar. It's in my garage. Basically, I was looking at the nude pictures, you know, but I noticed that my eyes kind of wandered down to the date, and today's the 30th, not the 31st.
General Jameson, did you hear that?
Hold on, Art. Let me check my calculations. Jesus, he's right.
Yeah, I figured I was right, because, you know...
You're telling me that today is not December 31st, today's the 30th?
Yeah.
All right, so thank you for your call. General Jameson, I'm sure you know what this means.
Well, what does it mean?
Well, I'm going to get into my secret hovercraft and fly to where you are and kick your ass till you pee blood. So stand by for that. I'm going to get on my cell phone first.
I'm on. Can you hear me now, General Jameson?
Yes, sir. What's the problem?
I'm on my way over to kick your ass because you made me look like a horse's ass on this deal.
Well, Art, I sure wish you'd reconsider.
About 30 seconds of ass kicking.
Well, Art, I didn't know I was...
You checked your calculations, is that right? I'm doing an entire show, and we don't even have the right date. Is the gentleman still there from Yellowknife, even though I did hang up on you?
Yeah, I'm still here, even though you hung up on me.
Are you sure that the calendar says today is December 30th?
Let me look. Hold on. Let me wipe it off. Yeah, it's December 30th.
Let me check my calculations, all right? Yeah, he's right. It's December 30th.
Okay, I'm on my way to your house. I'm going to kick your ass. I'm going to kick your ass around the block of the grill.
God, how could you do this? All right, I'm on the ground now, General Jameson.
Well, all right, I wish you'd reconsider.
I'm on my way to your front door. Come in. Oh, surprise, it's you. Bend over.
Shoot. Ow, ow, ow.
All right, it was a simple math error. It was an excuse for NASA. Why not? Ow, 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 ow. All right, I just hit your ass. Let me get back in my hovercraft now and fly back to my studios. All right, I'll get off the phone.
And I'm back in the studio after kicking General Johnson Jameson's ass. West of the Rockies, you're on the air.
Yeah, all right, I'm real sorry, man. I didn't want to see the guy get his ass kicked, but I thought you'd want to know.
Yeah, no, I absolutely did want to know, and since it isn't December 31st, it's December 30th, I was a horse's ass on this deal.
Yeah, you look pretty stupid, I'll tell you that, man. I like you a lot, but God damn, man. You're going to do a Y2K show or something, man. You should, maybe try to do something. Man, I don't dig that polka music, okay? Come on, cut it out, man. Cut it out, man. Come on, cut it out.
This is the CDT.
Cut it out, man. Quit it, man.
West of the Rockies. On a rotary phone, press 3.
Boy, my ass is sore.